KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council met Wednesday evening at City Hall, and they pretty much whizzed right through the public hearings and approved some various resolutions because there were no comments from the public on any of the matters before the council. They passed a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2019 City of Atlantic budget, which amounts to nearly $12.5 million. That is a reduction of a little more than $1.8 million over last year. The budget calls for an increase in the tax levy of 2.87% to $16.86 per $1,000 assessed valuation for fiscal year 2019, but the levy will be frozen for FY 2020 and 21 tax years. The council also passed a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2019 10-year capital improvement plan and a resolution setting the salaries for City of Atlantic appointed officers and employees for the fiscal year that begins July 1st of 2018 through June 30th of 2019. Here's City Administrator John Lund.
This is a resolution that we do every year. In the past, we've done it a little bit closer to May or June, but this is really something that should be done along with the budget process. Personnel Finance reviewed this back in November, and we've only had one change since then, and that was related to the library director position because that position had not been filled yet. Other than that, everything's basically the same as it was back.
The city will begin negotiations with both of its unions this fall, but the council will need to meet to discuss future wage growth for all personnel because it has a multi-year implication on the city's budgets. Other action last night pertained to a resolution designating distribution of sales tax revenues to various funds for specific purposes. John Lund says last year the city made changes to the local option sales tax, or LOST, allocation formula for the first time in decades. And since then, the state's sales tax receipts have come in short of forecasts, a situation that occurred in Atlantic as well. And he said in order to keep the budgets whole, an additional change for fiscal year 2018 is required to ensure minimum fund balances are maintained. The city will return to the original allocation formula beginning with the FY 2020 budget. The Atlantic City Council also approved a resolution in support of a workforce housing tax credit benefit application that will be submitted to the Iowa Economic Development Authority by Ashland Development LLC for the Atlantic Boost Affordable Housing Project, and a resolution setting the date for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation, general purpose loan agreement and to borrow money. Thereafter, the city is assuming $304,181 in general corporate purpose debt. The FY 2018 bond portion of the Capital Improvement Project, or CIP, would be used for fire station improvements, beautification projects, phase two of the library remodel, and an incinerator for the Atlantic Animal Shelter. The council also approved an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates in the amount of $20,200 for the beautification project. That'll be paid for out of budgeted sales tax dollars in the Lost Progress Fund. Snyder's will draw up the cost estimates for the selected projects and prioritize those projects to be completed. $90,000 is being allocated for beautification projects in 2018. In the bond, and it will be reserved for construction. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm told the council prior to their awarding the contract for the 2018 summer street projects that bids had been received Tuesday from Carley Construction, Henningsen Construction, and Precision Concrete.
We have worked with all three contractors here in Atlantic. All three are very capable of performing this work. Carley Construction was the low bid at $1,186,086.05. Our estimate was $1,210,000, so they were just under the estimate. And the next two, Henningsen and Precision, were both around the 1.27, 1.28 area. So Carley Construction was the low bid on that project.
And the council then moved to award the contract to Carley Construction. And one other note, Councilman Chris Jimerson announced the statewide tornado drill will be held March 28th. The sirens will sound here in Atlantic once for the mock warning with no all clear given to avoid confusion among residents. In the event of actual severe weather, the drill will be postponed. A man from Nebraska was injured during a rollover accident Wednesday morning north of Atlantic. The State Patrol reports 54-year-old Greg Zurich of Omaha was transported by medevac to CCMH following the crash. It happened around noon on Highway 71 south of Interstate 80. Zurich, who was wearing his seatbelt, was traveling southbound on Highway 71 in a 1996 Dodge Ram Wagon B3500 when he apparently fell asleep at the wheel. When the truck went off onto the right shoulder, Zurich overcorrected, causing the vehicle to overturn into the median before rolling again and landing on its wheels. After being transported to CCMH, Zurich was transferred by ambulance to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha for further treatment. And a traffic stop at around 4 a.m. today resulted in the arrest of a man for OWI. The Montgomery Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 26-year-old Cameron Thomas Chambers of Villisca was arrested for OWI first offense and driving while suspended. His bond was set at $1,000. In the funeral announcements, Lula Pingle, age 108, of Shelby, died Saturday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lula Pingle will be held this morning at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Kanan, age 95, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Kenneth Kanan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Ernesto E.C. Caravillo, age 72, of Atlantic, formerly of Atlantic, died February 28th in Texas. Graveside services with military honors for Ernesto E.C. Caravillo will be performed by the Atlantic Color Guard at the Atlantic Cemetery tomorrow, beginning at 1 o'clock. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jacqueline Jensen, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Memorial services for Jacqueline Jensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Patricia Ann McMullen, of age 63, of Stewart, died Sunday. Funeral services for Patricia Ann McMullen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Roland Eesom, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eesom will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints in Perry. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Crone, age 81, of Persia, died March the 3rd. A memorial service for Larry Crone will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lauren Draymond, age 83, of Casey, died Monday. A graveside funeral tribute will be held for Lauren Draymond on Monday at 10 o'clock in the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lyle Shorty Christofferson, age 93, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Shorty Christofferson will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Frank Murtaugh, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A memorial mass for Francis Frank Murtaugh will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daryl Culver, age 61, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Daryl Culver will be on March 17th at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carl Lilienthal, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. And per the wishes of Carl Lilienthal, cremation has taken place and no services are planned. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. And Sandy Lansdowne of Atlantic died Wednesday at home, surrounded by her family. Services for Sandy Lansdowne are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.